Some years ago, I was travelling in northern India when my group stopped at a roadside chai shop. After a few weeks in India, I find I stopped paying attention to the beggars who hover around more affluent people. I must admit, they become a nuisance and I start to ignore them. My friend bought an extra cup of chai for a woman I hadn't even noticed, who was crouching at the edge of the sitting area. She was skeletal, dressed in rags, and she bowed gratefully as my friend gave her the drink. We carried on chatting, but from the corner of my eye, I noticed that the woman's hands were shaking violently, and she was weeping as the chai spilt before she could drink it. I thought, oh, she needs a hand. So I crouched down beside her, took her cup, and held it to her lips. As she sipped the warm tea I was feeding her and looked up with gratitude, my perspective shifted. I was no longer separate, set apart by the silent power of money. In that moment, we were intimately connected, two human beings, one suffering and the other surprised to find himself helping. The disconnection I can feel from beggars matches the distance I often feel from images of disaster, like this week's earthquake in Nepal. After the initial shock, they become a mildly troubling backdrop to normal life. I might give something, I might not. But I've never forgotten the woman at the chai shop, because when I helped her drink, my world expanded. I glimpsed for a moment that my separateness was an illusion. It had grown alongside the illusions that education and relative affluence make me somehow special, and that the things I look to for security can somehow hold off my own mortality and vulnerability. This week, Buddhists celebrate Buddha Day, or Wesak, which marks the Buddha's birth in Nepal, south of the main earthquake region, and his enlightenment. His awareness of suffering sent him on a quest that culminated in spiritual awakening when he experienced a final shattering of illusions. He understood, at the deepest levels of his consciousness, how self-centeredness had cocooned him, as it cocoons every human being, and was the ultimate source of his inner distress. Its absence was an overwhelming liberation. Natural disasters call to us with a vehemence of reality. They challenge us to turn towards what's happening and open our hearts to the powerful responses that come when selfishness falls away. Compassion and the desire to connect, to help, and to give.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com